During his presidential election campaign, Donald Trump repeatedly stated that if elected, he wouldn't make cuts to Social Security, Medicare, or the Medicaid program. The real estate billionaire often differentiated himself from his Republican opponents during the primary campaign, pointing out that he alone was the candidate who wouldn't touch social safety net programs, declaring it's not fair to the people who have been paying into the system for years. But now that he's in office, it appears that Trump's campaign pledge to protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid was worth about as much as a degree from Trump University. The president's first federal budget includes massive reductions in funding for Medicaid, Social Security, and other social programs. Proposed cuts include $800 billion less for Medicaid over the next 10 years, which the Congressional Budget Office has estimated would slash benefits for 10 million low-income people. The budget also calls for giving states more power to stiffen work requirements for people living below the poverty line who receive federal assistance, which could tighten the limits on who can access benefits and for how long. In addition, Trump's budget asks for a $72.5 billion cut in spending over the next decade on the disabled by decreasing spending on Social Security disability insurance, which has been administered by the Social Security Administration since 1956. Your reporter spoke with Alex Lawson, executive director of the group Social Security Works, who examines President Trump's proposed federal budget and how it will impact Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
During the campaign, he vociferously stated that he was not going to cut any of those three programs. And in fact, in his plans, he cuts all three of them. So starting with Medicaid, because his plan there is just to destroy Medicaid. You have $880 billion that are coming out with Trump care, and on top of that, hundreds of billions of dollars more in his budget. He's not aiming at rolling back the expansion of Medicaid, and the corporate media has been very sloppy about this. They make it seem like maybe that's what they're talking about. No, this is ending Medicaid. Medicaid, which is the largest provider of long-term care in America, and for the vast majority of people, the only provider of long-term care. That's both in-home care and nursing home care, the average cost of which is $93,000 per year. And this would just get rid of that. And you know what everyone would be left with? Nothing. That's the plan. They don't replace it with anything. They just get rid of Medicaid. Medicare, he has billions, tens of billions of dollars of cuts in Medicaid, plus removes dedicated financing that came in with Obamacare, which leads him to tee it up, and Paul Ryan's been very clear about this, so that they could come back after they caused the problem and say, oh, woe is me, I didn't want to do it, but we're going to just have to turn over Medicare to my criminal friends in the insurance industry. That's the tried and true tactic of the Republicans, kneecap the mailman and then complain that the mail is late, which they do against the post office. And then finally, very brazenly, the budget also just cuts $72 billion out of Social Security. And the brazenness with it is in their press release, they just say, we don't cut Social Security. And then right there in the budget, you can circle the lines where they do cut Social Security. So this is a guy who lies about everything, big and small, and the people need to understand. They have to do their homework to see what they're actually planning. And what they're planning is to steal our money, to steal our health, to give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street, and to make off in a big payday in the largest tax handout to billionaires that's ever been envisioned.
Alex, all this is quite alarming, given the fact that Republicans control the executive branch and Donald Trump in the White House and both branches of the U.S. Congress. So it is certainly within the realm of possibility that the Republicans could carry out these very dramatic and deep cuts and decimate the nation's already weak social safety net. What can you tell us about the opposition that's out there to what we're seeing unfold? And I would ask you first to talk about opposition among Republicans are already more than a little concerned about their prospects for re-election, given all that's happened in the Trump White House with scandal after scandal and his rising on popularity.
Yeah, it's a great point, because you have to clearly state the danger. And I think that that's just critical, that people understand this is their aspiration. If they had all the power, this is what they'd do. So that's their goal. Now, can they get to their goal is a different question, because that's where you get into political power. You only need to flip 3 Republican senators because of a process called reconciliation that they're going to use to try to get Trump care through. They only need a majority. So if we can find 3 Republican senators who will vote no on any reconciliation bill that includes Medicare or Medicaid, we can block it. If you are represented by Republican senators, just make phone calls. Show up at town halls. They're cowards, so they're not having town halls. So host a town hall with a Democrat from nearby. Go onto social media. Basically make a ruckus. And the time to make that ruckus is now.
That was Alex Lawson, executive director of the group Social Security Works. Find more analysis and commentary on the Trump GOP plan to gut the nation's social safety net programs by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.